is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege and an honour for us to be up here in beautiful Lossie. Now, I personally have never been as far up north as this, so it was a delight for us as we were travelling up from Pitlochry, where we had had a couple of days leisure, and then my husband takes me on a 6.5 mile hike, which was worth it, you know, because when you're up in a summit and you're looking at Shehalion and you're looking at Glencoe in the distance, you know, it really is worth it. But the next day I'm kind of, I'm not as fit as I thought I was. But to come up and to be here with you all at last, it really is a blessing for us. So we thank you for opening up your hearts and opening up your church to us. I just have a very small thing that I want to heart for a while. You know, when Jesus comes back for his church, he's looking for faith. And there's a call for you and for me to be faithful. We sang a song that spoke of our faithless hours, our faithless days. You know, and we've all been there. You know, we've all had days where I'm just really glad that he's the defender of the weak, you know, because I felt weak. And I'm really glad that he's there in a time of need, because I've been in a time of need. And I'm not pronouncing anything into my future. But you see, the thing is that Jesus is constant. Jesus is consistent. He is forever faithful. Even when I am faithless, that's the extent of his love for me, and it's the extent of his love for you. And like the lady who has just been up saying, you know, all we need to do is just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that precious love. Again, we sang a song, how can it be that, you know, that the scars on your hands were for me? But you see, that's the difference between going to a church and coming under the traditions of men. When you realize what Jesus did for you, then that's personal. And that has to have an effect. So my prayer for you as individuals and as a body of people is that you just let God do what he wants to do, and you just grow in your faith, because he's coming back for his church and he's looking for faith. And I rejoice that he will find it when he comes back. He will find faith in Lossie when he comes back. Amen. I want to read the words of an old hymn, and you'll all go, oh yes, we know that, we know that. The hymn is Trust and Obey. And these, no, I'm not singing. You'll be really glad about that. It's okay singing in the shower, singing, you know, but no, I'm not singing. Hallelujah. But the words are, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. You see, his word is light. What a glory he sheds on our way. He gets the glory, because the glory's his. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. We all know the chorus. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favour he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. That verse really speaks to me, because, you know, we're known as living stones. And we come to him as a living sacrifice. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I slip off the altar. You know, no, I can't do this anymore. And I come off the altar. But when I come off the altar, I'm left with nothing. you know, and I have to get back on that altar because I know that there's a purifying work that is going on in that place. And where I have to die is I have to die to myself. I have to die to my thoughts. I have to die to my opinions. I have to die to my self-centeredness. I have to die to my self-righteousness so that Jesus's righteousness in me can live. Because that's where true life is. It's me getting out of the way and letting him come forth and let him live through me. There's an old chorus, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. The last verse, there in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. That's not as easy as just singing that. It's not as easy to do that. What is, am I the only one that has a little difficulty there? But what he says we will do, and where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. There is so much in this old hymn. But the story of this old hymn was that there was a meeting with D.L. Moody. And there was a man who was at this meeting. And he stood up and gave testimony to what was going on in his life. And it was recorded by the Reverend John Samis at that time when this man said, I just need to learn to trust and I just need to learn to obey. And the Reverend John Samis took a note of that, trust and obey. That's what he wrote down. And then as he came before the Lord gave him the words of this song. He sent the words to the lyricist and lo and behold, they came into being. But you see, we need to trust and obey because it's got to be Jesus's way, because it's his way is the right way. And our opinions are of no value whatsoever because they're contrary to what Jesus says. You know, we can all say things that are good and we can all do things that are good, but if they're not done in his name, if they're not done for his glory, if they're not done with the right motive of heart, they're nothing. The Bible calls them filthy rags, you know. And I just rejoice that up in Lossie, there is a church full of people in the body of Christ. You know, you're all my brothers and sisters. You know, we're meeting extended family here. And it's just a joy that we are of one mind and of one spirit and of one heart to make Jesus Lord over this nation. Amen. So I just bless you in Jesus' name and just encourage you to trust and obey because he truly knows the plan for your life. You might think you know it, but I'm sorry, you're wrong. He knows it much better than you because it's his plan for your life. And it's only when you follow his plan for your life that you will know that prosperity, that abundance, and that amazing grace. So stay, just let him hold you in his arms because he truly is your all in all. Amen. You're a blessing.